Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hey, we're here. It's 8 past 12. Adam's here. Dave's here. We'll be here until 3. Jason will take you home. Twins are in Anaheim. Is that correct? Taking on... the first Los Angeles, California, Anaheim Angel, Dave Harrigan, that comes to mind for you. So you hear Angels, and you think who?
Pujols, I guess.
Albert Pujols.
Yeah.
Okay. How about you, Mr. Ballgab?
Reggie Jackson.
Reggie Jackson. How about Rodney?
Killing the Queen. Rodney. Must kill the Queen.
Rodney Klein Carew. Shohei?
Shohei. Yeah. Mike Trout.
Trout. Oh, Trout, of course.
The Trouter? Do they call him the Trouter, do we think?
Fish?
Probably call him that.
Let's call him Bass.
Are Vikings fans more excited about the draft choices or what's happening with Kirk in Atlanta? Because, man, we've turned on him. We have absolutely turned on Kirk Cousins. Netflix... Kirk O'Chains, loving dad.
Coles
showing up now to quote Andy Bloom about the Science Museum. Kirk Cousins, dead to us. And it's so predictable. Text me right now on the stylesfinancial.com. Talking text line. More excited about JJ and Dallas Turner. You have landed, if they turn out right, the two hardest positions to land in the National Football League. Without a doubt, a quarterback and a great pass rusher. Two toughest positions. It's possible, no guarantee, they've landed their guys for the next decade. Maybe. But I think more Vikings fans might be more excited about Kirk's watching the draft. He's got his Coles on. He's got the kids around. They took Michael Penix, a quarterback? Wait, they just signed me. They just signed me. I told you I was watching Horse Breath, and we got in there after, kind of thought I knew what I was doing the first 7 holes, and then the last 11, I think I should be playing left-handed. We got in there, 7th pick. So we're like, oh, great timing. Great timing. And Penix, I was like, Penix? Penix? And I get their logic. I think they're wrong. You know, their logic is they're trying to tell us we're going to be great in Atlanta. Now that we have Cousins, we're going to be great. So we're going to be drafting, you know, 29th, 30th, whatever it might be. And we can't get our quarterback. The Atlanta Falcons are not on the verge of greatness. Stop. Kirk's an upgrade from what they had. They got all sorts of issues, including they should have taken Dallas Turner, the guy Arklup took. So you got the balance of you get JJ. You didn't give up a lot for him. gave up more to get Turner. And we might debate how much they gave up to get Turner with Collar, because we'll talk Purple a couple times today. Matthew, Mr. Purple Insider at 205. But what do you think, Carter? What does your gut tell you? The true Viking fan who, this is where I think a lot of people were with Kirk. The first few years, he's fine. And then the Netflix special was like, oh, my God, he's tough. He's likable. The missus is likable. And then when they had the great year, he's got the chains on.
Let's not forget a lot of those fans, too. It was based on COVID year and his resistance to that.
Oh,
whether you like him or hate him.
Yeah. And there was a divide on that, too, right? And that became a big issue, right, when he was saying no. And then, I mean, even when he, you know, when the ace, Achilles happens and how he showed up at charity events. I mean, he's a decent human being. Yep. There's no denying that. But now as soon as he left, like when the Falcons did kind of the Kirk O'Chains, Vikings fans hated it.
Oh, yeah. That's ours.
That's ours. How can he do that? How can he take that? But when a player comes here and does their bit, when he's now in Minnesota.
Oh, row the boat. We love row the boat. We never heard that before.
We love that. So I think it's still slightly the picks, but I think there's a lot of glee and enjoyment.
Oh, I don't think it's slightly. I think a lot.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, you might laugh, chuckle at that situation, but I think many more people are excited about the new guy.
New guys,
yeah.
I think it's both.
Yep,
I really do. Yep. I'll say this, David. Again, Twitter is, God knows what kind of sample it is. It's up to my algorithm and who I follow and who I get.
Nudes in profile. That's what I get all the time.
I love that one. Dave, there are a lot of people reveling in Kirk's anger, frustration, confusion, lack of information. I think it is JJ and Turner. I don't think it's quite the blowout Adam is suggesting.
I think you just like the controversy.
Oh, I love the
controversy. I think you just want to stick it to Kirk, too. What did he do to you?
Nothing.
I think you feel like you've been a little hurt. Like if you don't stay in Minnesota, you're dead to us.
No, I'm not my father.
It's a family
never
trait.
Work in this town again.
Yeah. Never, ever work. I mean, even though it's his own child didn't go to school here. Or his first grandson did not go to school here. So I
you
mean,
made it back.
Yeah, somehow we got jobs back here. I don't know. So you think it's a blowout too? We're definitely more excited about who we got.
You got the QB of the future. You got your edge rusher. Yes, it's not even close. It's Kirk is a distant second place.
We don't want to laugh on his grave right now.
No, we do, but.
Let's not forget sticking it to Sean Payton, too.
Yes.
Well, and now Payton is trying to tell us he never was trying to move up. They had their guy all along.
Okay.
So let's look at this, too. I have no problem with it. I not only don't have any problem, I applaud Kwesi for moving up. And some are saying 11 to 10. You don't know who else might be trying to move up.
That's it.
Especially with Penix going earlier. You're thinking, well, wait a second. The Broncos who were at 12, the Raiders are at 13, they might have been thinking they had a chance for Penix, and now he's gone. So I have no problem. Giving up a third, fourth, and fifth for Turner, that's pretty good. The charts of how much they gave up, the chart folks don't like what Kwesi did. Going from 20 through to 17. You're getting 2 third-round picks next year, though, in compensatory picks for Daniil and Kirk. So I applaud him for both. But let's also acknowledge this. Fans, unless it's a debate out, it's just a ton of draft choice, like the Gobert situation. And by the way, closed circuit, anybody thinks of the Gobert situation, even as great, as stupendous as he has played this year, because he has been stupendous. Anybody who thinks that the Gobert trade has been solved now and no matter what, it worked out great for the Wolves, I'm not there yet. He has been fabulous this year. They wouldn't be here without him. They still got a lot of draft choices going. They got to be a factor multiple years to justify that those picks for me. Or, oh, by the way, just win it this year. Then it's just case closed. But fans love aggressive, right?
Yo, sure.
Fans just love
wheeling and dealing.
You know, move like when they moved back the first year, that's deflation city.
Yes.
We don't like, we the fans don't like adding draft capital.
No.
We don't like adding later picks. I mean, Spielman was the maestro of, oh my God, we've got five seventh round draft choices. And even it's not even adding the seventh round, it's just moving back. They're fans. They want you to go try to get the big knockers.
Paint your face and you're there. Come on, let's go. I paid a lot of money to show up in Detroit this weekend. Give it to me, baby.
There are a lot of people that draft.
Like Brian Murphy couldn't even get a mile within near it.
Give it to me, baby. Let's make sure that's a part of some soundbite coming up soon.
Murph couldn't even get close
to it. Oh, is that right?
Yes.
I mean,
could you imagine if you like buy your tickets, get all, you know, painted up, get lubed up, and you're too late and you get show up and you can't even get in?
Where is our place? Because we're going to get it. You know, it's Green Bay next year.
It's like there's three others after that. So it's going to be like 2030.
Oh, are they all?
Before.
Okay.
Yeah.
So
it's Pittsburgh.
It's a great decision.
D.C.
I hear Gaza. I mean, Dave, have you heard Gaza too? It's to bring them back, everybody together.
They're on the list, but there's some things that need to be ironed out first, I think.
Where will we have it? Because you can't just have it at TCO, right?
How soon before they bring it international? You know, do it in London. Oh, do it in Germany.
Probably not that far away. But if we get it, tell me where is the location. I'm suggesting Adam's backyard in Rosemont. It's got to be a strong contender. If we get the draft and also, the Kirk, your loving of Kirk's disappointment versus the picks and also – do you love the aggressiveness? Earlier this week, I forget which day, I saw it with Morning Take. Hey, happy congratulations to Blois. 14 years of Morning Take.
Excellent.
So congrats to Blois. Hey, I'm getting a phone call. Potential spam. Do you ever answer potential spam?
No.
Dave, potential spam, ever answer?
It's only potential.
It's potential.
It's a little potential. It might not be.
This could be the big break right here. Well, what I was going to say was earlier this week, I forget which day, it was National Take a Chance Day. I could take a chance and answer this call.
You could.
You know, Kwesi, he was taking chances last night. 19 past 12 here on the home of the Minnesota Twins. 4-0. I mean, it's a new season.
Look at me now.
If we just get the White Sox over and over again, it would be
fantastic.
Well, the Angels aren't very good either. We're on a roll. Twins, Angels tonight, the home of the Twins, CCO.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
All right, a little Janet. You said you were working on a blockbuster bumper theme. Is Janet coming in studio?
No.
Oh.
No, this is the only time you'll hear Janet. I don't know about blockbuster. That's for you to decide, not me. But we're going famous JJ's in honor of the new quarterback.
Yeah. I like it.
Of course you do. Tremendous.
We have, I don't know, tremendous?
Blockbuster. You said it, not me.
Well, you said it to me on the phone about
I'm working on that term.
I'm working on a blockbuster music.
That was a video update.
Got Joe Jackson coming up. Joe Jackson, what's a great song?
Hey, stay in your lane. Give him the stay in your lane. You can't guess.
Oh.
This isn't initials. You know? I mean, you can. Are you going to acknowledge?
I'm trying to think of the great Joe Jackson.
I do not have a Joe Jackson, but I do have a Jermaine Jackson.
Oh God. You're right. It's not a blockbuster. There's a Jermaine.
Stepping Out. Great song. Joe
Stepping
Jackson.
Out is a great. Do we have that in the system?
Probably not.
You're not even going to look?
Stepping Out. I've got my bunch ready.
No, I'm just saying if you could play a little Stepping Out for us right now. I'm not saying you add it and delete something. But
that's
Gloria Estefan and the Sound Machine?
Samba, little samba.
Off her Super Bowl appearance here. Don't forget that. That was the halftime act for 3 minutes. The Miami Sound Machine was not a part of it, right? Didn't we look it up? It was just Gloria Estefan?
Yes, and she was on there for like the last 3 minutes. There you go, a little, little stepping out.
Great.
It is. Not to Dave.
It's a blockbuster, I'd say.
You very reluctantly played that. Should we get some of the text here? The folks are responding on a few different topics. Harriet Island. Is that where we want to have the draft? No. Right?
It's big space, but tough to get in and out of. Yes. Yeah.
Horrible traffic situation down there. Paisley Park. Mm-mm. Not big enough, right? We want it outside.
Yeah.
State Fairgrounds, somebody says. Do we want to do the State Fairgrounds?
No.
I don't think so. This could be the phone call that changed your life. You just don't know what it's about and when it's coming. Yeah, that could have been. Yeah. Change everything.
Some Nigerian prince.
Never know. Never know. Mall of America.
Eh.
No.
No.
You don't have the big space that you'd need for that, the big open space.
It's the parking lot, right? Yeah. I mean, you got to be outside. I mean, that's where they probably would push for TCO on that field that's outside there because they love themselves their TCO.
Yeah.
No,
and by that time, there'll probably be other stuff down there, right? I mean, aren't they – what are they talking about building down there too?
Well, that's Wilf World. I mean, they got the hotel. That's still my prediction, whether Taylor owns the team or A-Rod Laurie own the team. When the arena battle starts, and the arena battle might start this summer. Now, maybe the ownership – battle has put this off.
I've missed it. We needed a good arena battle.
Yeah.
It's been a while.
God. But the city of Minneapolis is going to offer up as much money for the arena as the three of us combined. Zero, right? The lefty city council is
good luck. They'll be open arms.
Zero. Now, Hennepin County, will they, you know.
Where's Mike Opat when you need him?
Where is Mike Opat? And in Minneapolis, your one location is International Market Square. I don't know it's possible to knock down Target Center, to knock it down, and have anybody driving within 4 blocks of there.
Yeah.
It's kind of a sort of an essential area.
Problem with International Market Square, the garbage incinerator. Remember, that was going to be a huge, huge problem.
That's what's going to fuel the arena, though. You know, we will turn our garbage into. So, I don't know if it's Eagan, but it's some suburb where they. They buy some stuff. Now, the tough thing is they put so much money into that practice facility, which is, right next door. On the some of the picks here, Minnesotans are mean as hell. Kirk, don't let the door hit you. For everything there is a season, the new guys will be held to a high standard. First time they fail will be cold and freezing. I don't think with JJ.
A little bit of poetry there.
It was. Very good. I mean. I don't think, first of all, what's our over-under? How many games J.J. McCarthy starts this year? He was 20 in January. Okay.
He looks like he's 15.
He looks like he's the kid trying to sell you for a high school trip who's at your door.
Yeah.
God, he's young. Sam Darnold. What if Sam Darnold turns into Baker Mayfield this year? They win 12 games. Sam Darnold, they win a playoff game. Are they trading J.J. McCarthy? Let's be the first show to start.
Is he on the block?
Is J.J. McCarthy already on the block? What can they get for him?
Let's go. I love it.
I've watched Sam Darnold. I know Sam Darnold. Sam Darnold, you're no Tom Brady. Yeah. Okay? Let's be clear there. Adam Carter, what's a realistic over-under for the number of games that J.J. started? This still should be a damn good offense, right?
Mm-hmm.
You have J.J., the original. Okay? Addison is very good. Hockenson, we really don't know yet how he's going to come back, when he's going to come back. Obviously, Darrisaw is great. O'Neal wasn't quite what he was before the injury. Still good. Middle three, good luck to you. Aaron Jones, seems to me he's got juice left. I don't know how much. I'm going to say the over-under is 6.5 games. For J.J. McCarthy. You like that number?
Five was in my mind.
Yeah. Dave Harrigan, if we set either the number at 5.5 or 6.5, where are you going?
I'm pounding the under all day.
Yeah?
Yeah. I think the goal is for him to not start. I think the goal is for him to sit, to learn behind Sam. Sam be caretaker, you know, get to about a 500 record, good enough, and...
I mean,
injuries aside, I don't think he starts.
How about ineptitude? Because Sam Darnold is fully capable of ineptitude.
Yeah, he's get a top five pick. Let's go.
Well, that's the thing. Get it? I mean, that is the beauty, too, to credit to Kwesi and also good fortune. I don't know how much we give credit to Kwesi versus, guess what? All of a sudden, J.J. was there at 10. It's not like Kwesi gets credit for these other teams not taking him, right? So it worked out. It would have been a great debate if they would have had to give up their first-round draft choice next year, and then they stink. And then I get the argument, if your quarterback turns out to be fantastic, it's all worth it. But when you're giving up three number ones, Adam, he can't be Kirk Cousins. He's got to be in that Lamar Jackson category. He doesn't have to be Patrick Mahomes, but he's got to be way up there.
Top seven.
Yeah. Listen, Green Bay hasn't started their guys. Patrick Mahomes didn't start. He was 20. Do you plan on breaking down every pick the rest of the draft now with the newsletter?
The newsletter's back. If I had the typing sound, I'd have it up.
Everyone else on the planet has a newsletter.
Yeah.
Everybody's bragging about their newsletters. I think our bit, like 5-6 years ago, started the surge.
I think so.
Of the newsletters.
Prove me wrong. Yeah. Isn't that your bit? Prove me wrong.
Am I wrong?
Am I wrong? Sorry.
What kind of disrespect is that?
Really?
Isn't that your bit?
I'm still thinking about him pounding the under.
There was a couple lines the last. What was your line the segment before? What did he say? That I said, make sure we keep track of that.
I've got the timestamp. I didn't write down what he said.
Exactly.
Don't look back.
Now this is normally when we would preview Major Garrett. So a lot of people keep asking me, what's happened to Major?
Yeah.
You know, is he done with the show? No, he's not done with the show.
Has it been like over a month though?
It's been about a month.
He is a juror in the grand jury system. He's not listening to the pecker right now. He's not involved in the Trump trial. Okay. I think just for the last name, they're keeping David Pecker.
Yes.
It's a porn star. It's sex. And the first guy who will never leave question is David Pecker. I mean, you can't make it up. I said, like the Enquirer would make up. Yeah. And then he's the guy from the Enquirer. Right. Still good. So Major will be back. It's just a matter of time. But we got a good guest, Lou Ragusa. How about the Landrigan case? What's going on? Lead prosecutor says, I'm good. I'm out. Walls comments, Moriarty saying the governor should stay out of it. Ellison's still looming. Our guy Lou Ragus is all over this story from Care 11. He's next. Thank you, sir. Appreciate it. Have a great weekend. Lou Ragus on the Londrigan case when we come back.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Again, your bumper music theme today, famous JJs. You want to explain this one, Dave Harrigan, as we bring
Jack Johnson.
Yeah, I like him. Back. This is kind of prime Cities 97.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Joshua Larson, assistant county attorney for Hennepin County Attorney Mary Moriarty, has removed himself as lead prosecutor in the case involving the death of Ricky Cobb and the charges against Ryan Londrigan. Lou Ragus, for multiple days, has been all over this story. And Lou, like all of our guests, is on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. Lou, for the average person who looks at this and says, now, wait a second. If Joshua Larson, a guy who's been involved in some prominent cases, is saying, I'm out, that I think people are thinking, well, Larson's saying we don't have a case. And that's why he wants off this case. Can you fault people for thinking that? And do you think that?
I can't fault people for thinking that. And I guarantee that Londrigan's defense attorneys are going to say that on Monday when we're back in court for this case. As far as what I think, I think it definitely hurts the case. Because one thing that people don't realize or maybe don't appreciate fully is how important it is to have the best prosecutor on a specific case when it's a difficult case, which convicting Ryan Londrigan would be extremely difficult with the facts that we know about the case. So Larson is an excellent attorney. I've seen him on assorted high-profile shooting cases in which he was excellent in those, and he also had a big role in the Kim Potter case in which there was a conviction, mm-hmm. and he also was involved in the Chauvin case, which of course, yes. there was a conviction. So he has the experience to handle a complex case involving an officer. Within the Hennepin County Attorney's Office, there's one other prosecutor that I know of, Patrick Lofton. He was involved with the Muhammad Noor prosecution. Outside those two, though, there's not a lot of direct experience within the office. So the question is, who's going to take the case? And if people think that, you know, just any random attorney in town that will just raise their hand and say, hey, I'll take it, and they'll do a better job, they don't, because nobody else has prosecuted police the way these guys have.
So multiple questions come to mind off that excellent answer. I mean, for me, from afar, I would think the Hennepin County Attorney's Office is full of attorneys. They're involved in key cases on a regular basis. So my initial thought is after that answer is it surprises me that they don't have other people to pick from. But obviously you're right, and that's why they're looking at hiring outside their office itself.
Well, the Star Tribune had an excellent article on this issue. One thing that they quoted a source as saying is that Larson wanted help within the office, and he wasn't able to get it. Like, other people didn't want anything to do with the case. So if
can
that's
I stop
true,
you on that? I mean, how often does that happen within any county attorney's office where your boss has decided to charge? And we've had this debate many, many times, and you've reported it. You've engaged with us and others on, okay, was this the right decision? What's happened? Sharing information. But to me, Lou, that is a damning statement on Mary Moriarty. If, okay, not only Joshua Larson wants out, but part of the reason wants out is nobody else on the team wants to help. So it's not just Larson who's saying, what do we have? But other people under her, on her staff, are also saying, Mary, what are we doing here?
Yeah, so does that happen often? No, I would say it does not. It's not every day that there is somebody charged where there's a huge discussion of should this person have been charged or should they not have been charged? You know what I mean? Like, usually it's kind of like a crime is committed, and then once the person who committed the crime is found, then they're charged. But when it's something where, you know, everybody knows that Trooper Lonergan shot Ricky Cobb, the question is just whether that was a crime or whether it was a justified use of force.
Right.
That's where it gets to be so contentious. And so that's, you know, I know that there are people in that office that think it should not have been charged. I know that Mary Moriarty and her top assistant, which is Mark Osler, and other leaders in the office believe that it should have. So there's definitely dissension among whether it should have been charged or not.
Lou, hang on. I want to squeeze in a short break. I want to come back first up with Lou Ragus, who's excellent from Care 11. What we think now about the dynamic between the governor and a statement and Moriarty's office and a statement they've offered up, because that tension is clearly there, and they added to it yesterday. More with Lou Ragus in just a couple minutes here on CCO. Quickly back with Care 11's Lou Ragus. We're talking about Joshua Larson, expected to be the lead prosecutor on the death of Ricky Cobb and the charges, the multiple charges against State Trooper Ryan Lonergan. Joshua Larson out. Other members of the Emmett County Attorney's Office also want no part of it. We've known for a while, Lou, and you've reported all this for Care 11. We'll continue to report on it tonight on Care 11, that the governor has talked about it multiple times, including, I'm waiting to see what happens. I'm also waiting to see if Attorney General Ellison believes that we should step in and take over this case. So when this news became official to more people in the last 24 hours or so, the governor's office put out a statement regarding Larson, raised the question about the approach she, referring to Moriarty, has taken in this case. The governor will continue to monitor the case and has not closed the door to reassigning it. Moriarty's office says it's disappointing to see the governor further injecting politics into a criminal legal matter without picking up the phone to gather more information. Lou, these are two Democrats. These are two people who've supported each other. I mean, to me, this is just extraordinarily rare that this is playing out as publicly as it is.
Completely. Yeah, you're completely right. First of all, Governor Walz could choose to not comment.
Correct.
And he's making it. He's making a choice there to say that the fact that the lead prosecutor has to be removed from the case, he obviously is alarmed by that, and reiterated that he hasn't ruled out taking the case away from Moriarty. Now, to be fair to Moriarty in what her state says there, she's right that Governor, I think people might think that the governor knows more of what's going on, like within a case, than he really does.
Yeah, I agree. I think you nailed a very important point there.
He knows what's being reported.
Yep.
And so it's probably fair for her to come back and say, hey, he could call and ask us about this, but he didn't.
Do we know if Walz and Moriarty have even had one conversation about the case?
I don't know that for a fact, I guess, but each of them separately met with Ricky Cobb's family before the charges were filed. So I guess it'd be surprising to me if there was never any sort of dialogue, but I don't know for sure.
Take me through the process now and how this works and everything Moriarty has to do to find an attorney. he or she who's skilled to do it, number one, to find someone, but the fact that this is going to the Hennepin County Board first?
Well, okay, so there's a lot of things that we don't fully know yet, but here's what to watch for. On Monday, everyone will be back in court for a hearing for the Landrigan case. It's possible that they set a date for the trial at that point. They're going to be arguing a bunch of motions, including the motion to dismiss that the defense has filed. And it'll be interesting to see who is sitting at the table for the prosecution.
Yeah.
Last time, Chris Freeman, no relation to Mike Freeman, was there. He's a manager in the office. So who's going to be there with him? That'll be interesting to see. Tuesday, the Hennepin County Board, as the Star Tribune reported, has questions for Moriarty regarding continued authorization to hire outside counsel. Now, it's difficult because Moriarty's office is not confirming on the record that they are asking to hire outside counsel for the Landrigan case, okay? So everyone, the assumption is that's what this is concerning, and it's fair to make that assumption. But
can I just jump in this?
Yeah.
Can Hennepin County, can the board say to her, no, you're not allowed to do this, you can't hire outside counsel, you have to figure out who you have in your staff, and that's the way it's going to go?
I don't fully know the answer to that question because a lot of it comes down to cost as well. And the way that the arrangement is currently set out is that they need to make these sort of arrangements out of their own budget. And like, for example, let's say that, you know, a relative of the county attorney was charged with a crime. You know, if they couldn't get another county to handle it for them, you know, which they usually do, there could be a situation which they needed to hire an outside counsel who's, you know, not related at all. Like, there are situations where you could imagine needing to hire an outside prosecutor, but they have so many prosecutors in the office that in most cases that, like, this wouldn't need to happen. The reason that Ellison needed to use outside prosecutors in the Chauvin case,
mm-hmm,
was because their office was so small.
Yeah.
When the Chauvin case was given to them, they just didn't have the manpower to pull it off. And Jerry Blackwell and Steve Slisher, who are both amazing attorneys in the Twin Cities, volunteered to do that for free. So it's kind of unprecedented the way that the things are aligning. If she is going to ask for an outside prosecutor, how much would that cost? And if it's not something that fits in their normal budget, then would Hennepin County need to approve money for that? There's a lot of unanswered questions, but
yeah,
on Tuesday is when we should expect to get a little more clarity on that.
Is there any way this case is dismissed next week?
I don't think so.
Yeah.
But the reason why is self-defense cases, it's a lot harder for a judge to dismiss them based on probable cause, because usually it's a question for the jury as to whether that self-defense claim is valid. And you have to hear the person testify, usually, to know what was going through their head at the time. So that's basically what makes it hard to dismiss any self-defense case prior to a trial. I guess there's always a possibility in the defense in that argument, but I just personally think it's not that likely.
I'll pick up on text, which came here at 651-461-9226. What about Mary Moriarty herself trying this case?
Maybe she should. She's an excellent trial attorney. That was, you know, something that, you know, when she was running for office, attorneys in town, whether they liked her or didn't like her, everybody would vouch that she is excellent in the courtroom as a trial attorney. But in Hennepin County, they just, I don't know how many times Freeman went into the courtroom and argued, but it was not that many, I don't think. It's something that, in such a big county, it's more of a managerial,
mm-hmm,
position, decision-maker,
yep,
position. It's not like, you know, we covered the stabbing trial over in Wisconsin, and the St. Croix County District Attorney himself was the main attorney in the courtroom for that big trial.
Could this also be an avenue for Walls and Ellison to step in and say, number one, we have some questions, but number two, Hennepin County, they don't have the attorneys to do this. The AG's office, we do. We can step in.
Let me tell you all the problems with anybody taking it over. So Attorney General Ellison does not want to take it over, he has publicly said, because of a conflict of interest with the Attorney General's office needing to defend the State Patrol in the lawsuit from the Cobb family.
Yeah.
Governor Walz contradicted him by saying they can set up firewalls within the office so that certain people are on this side, certain people are on that side. They're not communicating with each other on two cases. But Ellison clearly is concerned about that. So the other option would be Ellison could take it away and assign somebody from another county, like let's say like a Washington County attorney, to be a special attorney general to prosecute the case. But then you would need to have a prosecutor from another county that actually wants to prosecute it. So that almost creates a scenario where if it gets taken away, the only option is to dismiss it. And I mean, that would be a huge, a huge political issue, I think, for Keith Ellison to do that and for Governor Walz to be involved in that. I mean, it would be fireworks if that happens.
Excellent story, by the way, from Neil Justin on you and Paul Bloom coaching your girls and loving basketball.
Yeah, that was sweet, wasn't it?
That was great. That was very enjoyable. Always appreciate your insight. You're very good on this. We thank you for coming on. Have an excellent weekend. And considering what's happening next week, don't be surprised if we reach out again.
All right. Have a great weekend. Thanks a lot.
Lou Ragusa, Care 11, worth checking out. This guy's not going to be found guilty. Ryan Lundgren, he's not going to be found guilty, right?
Doesn't seem like it.
Doesn't
seem like it's going to make it to the courtroom, in my opinion.
It doesn't seem like it, right? It would be interesting if with all the pushback towards her, and if Hennepin County, if they have the capability to say no, if she says fine, I'll be the one. I'll try the case because she can back up her words in that matter. It's time for us to stop talking. That's your Lindis Construction Time Check. Time to invest in clog-free LeafGuard gutters and get 75% off installation labor.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.